The Beatles Across the Universe, an audio rockumentary. Written by Jeffrey Giuliano. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano.
Event had a greater effect on modern popular culture than Beatlemania. It permeated every level of society on a global scale. The Fab Four were demigods to an entire generation. The evidence is everywhere. No other musician's death was mourned more deeply than John Lennon's. Paul McCartney is today the world's wealthiest recording artist. Although they live in relative seclusion, George Harrison and Ringo Starr continue to garner headlines with their every move. It has been 30 years since the Beatles first burst upon the popular music scene, but nothing, it seems, can diminish our fascination with them. They revolutionized the dress, hairstyles, attitudes, and beliefs of an entire generation. And their impact on the lives of fans born even after they disbanded is powerful as well. Despite 25 years of media scrutiny, George Harrison, the quiet Beatle, remains the most enigmatic, elusive, and misunderstood of the Fab Four. His public persona is that of a dark, brooding man, cloaked in the folds of Eastern mysticism. Quiet, introspective, serious, and jealously guarding his privacy. John Lennon, however, was a different proposition altogether. Pre-Yoko, John was still the archetypal working-class intellectual upscale acid head. His own inner radar ever on the lookout for deeper, more meaningful levels of experience to help shape his already generously overloaded sensory framework. Once Yoko settled in for the duration, however, things quickly changed, and Lennon became forever tangled in her wacky, self-indulgent, artsy headspace. What isn't generally known is that towards the end of his life, John had pretty much rejected Yoko's influence over his work in favor of the straight-ahead pop-rock idiom that reached out and grabbed him as a kid back in Liverpool. Paul McCartney's story, meanwhile, is considerably less complex. He caught the showbiz bug early on from his charismatic piano-playing dad and the old Hollywood movies that sparked into the cluttered front parlor of the McCartney's humble two-up, two-down. Aside from a brief psychedelic avant-garde detour in the middle 60s, the wide-eyed entertainer has pretty much stuck to that credo, proliferating a long string of pretty, toe-tapping, largely inconsequential ditties, tailor-made for the undemanding international top 10. Staunchly denying the deep river that runs through him, McCartney could have been a hell of a musician, but he settled on triple platinum rock stardom instead. Pity. All of which brings us to Ringo. Intrinsically much more than the lucky drummer who won the pools when he first sat down to keep time for the savage young Beatles, he remains one of the most well-loved bit players in the checkered history of popular music. The consistent twaddle that he is in any way stupid or inept is just that. An engaging little man with a penchant for transforming the mundane into the magical, Starr may turn out to be the most subtly brilliant of the lot. A sparkly bearded Buddha playing out this incarnation with humor and compassion. Unlike almost anyone else who made their mark as popular entertainers, the Beatles were unique in their ability to so accurately funnel their life experience into both their music and engaging public statements. As armchair philosophers, the Fab Four weren't bad, honestly shoveling their hard-won perceptions year after year into everything they did. In comparison to today's self-involved crop of empty-headed crooners, John, Paul, George, and even Ringo have generally had something interesting to say. As George Harrison once commented when asked why the so-called current potentate pop stars didn't really impart too much of importance in their music anymore, he reeled off, "Because they don't know anything, do they?" Apart from the marvelous music, the boys had quite a lot of interest to say as well. Remember John's headline-grabbing bed-ins, Paul's public statements on the relative merits of all-natural LSD, or George's stint as the materially exhausted wannabe Hare Krishna? All things considered,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?